1. The first thing Kanryu noticed when he appeared on the Arcane Academy's front lawn was the scent of fresh mown grass. He smiled and took a deep breath. Living on the floating island, he never bothered with any sort of landscaping. The main building loomed over him, silhouetted by the setting sun. He'd arrived a little early, but not that much. The last thing he wanted was to sit around waiting for the graduation ceremony to begin.
"You're surprised to be here again, Master," said Prime, the floating demon book that was also his familiar.
Prime's leather cover had split, revealing a mouth filled with fangs. It looked big enough to bite someone's face off, and Kanryu had threatened to have him do exactly that on several occasions. It was always amusing to see people's faces when he did. "Of course, my days of former classes are long past. Besides, I usually bring trouble along with me, and I don't want to cause problems for Dean Blaine." He released the staff of all elements and willed it into a pocket dimension that would keep it handy but out of sight. Not that he expected any trouble. After saving the Alliance from the survivors of Atlantis, he'd struck a deal with the President. No one would hunt him or try and control him, and in exchange, he agreed to lend a hand should any major magical threat appear. It was basically the same deal Kanryu had wanted in the first place, but he didn't point that out. No sense rubbing the man's nose in it. He turned toward the slightly smaller five-story dorm and set out. The building still seemed far too modern for a magic school. He remembered when he first arrived expecting castles and towers, only to find modern steel and glass buildings. Pretty disappointing. Not that he cared anymore. All that mattered now was that he'd get to see Maria, Kelsey, and his mother. He'd worn his usual uniform of jeans and gray t-shirt. Since he basically hadn't attended any classes during his senior year and few enough his junior year, he hardly thought he'd earned enough credits to graduate. He was here for Maria. She'd worked so hard it would have been an insult to her if he didn't show up. He jogged up the steps and pushed the front door open. The entry hall was empty, though he smelled something delicious cooking in the nearby kitchen. He'd skipped lunch and his mouth watered.
"Kanryu!"
He turned just in time to catch the petite form of Dean Blaine as she leapt into his arms and hugged him. He hadn't even sensed her presence, which was a testament to her skill as a wizard. As was her habit, the Dean looked like a 13-year-old girl in a pale blue robe with blonde pigtails. He let her hang on for a moment before lowering her to the floor. "Dean Blaine. Pretty quiet. I figured there'd be people rushing around, not to mention the students' families here to enjoy the festivities." She shook her head.
"The ceremony is for the students and staff. Whatever the families want to do, they can do when everyone gets home tomorrow. You need to get ready. I left a formal robe in your old room. You're welcome to use it until you leave tomorrow."
"Thanks." He hadn't actually planned to stay overnight, but didn't want to be rude. Besides, it might be nice to sleep in his old room one last time. She waved and hurried off toward the dining hall, probably to oversee the final preparations.
"That is the oddest human I have ever met," Prime said.
"What about Professor McDougal?" Kanryu headed toward the basement stairs.
"I stand corrected. The second oddest."
Kanryu grinned and, at the bottom of the stairs, ducked into his old room. Everything was exactly as he remembered it. The same narrow bed, same chest of drawers, same modest bathroom. Out of curiosity, he stepped into the bathroom and asked, "Are you here?" A watery female figure emerged from the shower and smiled at him. He smiled back, delighted to see the Naiad again. A wave of nostalgia that surprised him washed over Kanryu as he went back to his bedroom and collected the black robe folded neatly on his chest of drawers. When he first arrived, he'd imagined this place as a wizard prison. But now he had only fond thoughts, despite some of the catastrophes that happened during his time here. Now for the robe. He held it up and frowned. The formal robe had a collar so high it would reach the top of his ears. Silver runes covered the hem and cuffs. He looked them over but sensed no magic and they didn't mean anything to him. Prime sniffed.
"Simple decorations. They serve no practical purpose."
That wasn't necessarily a bad thing. Kanryu had so much magic at his disposal he hardly needed more. He shrugged and threw the impractical-looking thing over his head. It fit well, and the collar didn't even rub anywhere. He conjured a magic mirror and frowned. He looked like an extra in a fantasy movie. But all things considered, it could have been worse. He'd barely